More than 500,000 people in the UK suffer from Alzheimer's disease. Symptoms of this disease, including memory loss and communication problems, are due to sticky protein buildups within the brain called amyloid plaques. These plaques cause damage to nerve cells and are a hallmark feature of the disease. Currently, there is no cure for Alzheimer's disease. However, researchers at Yale University School of Medicine have made a striking discovery about the role of cellular garbage disposal units, called lysosomes, in the formation of these plaques. Lead researcher on the study, Sean Ferguson, explained to me exactly how these lysosomes are involved.
Lysosomes are like the garbage disposal system of cells, in which they can take clumps of misfolded protein and digest them down to the basic building blocks of the cell that the cell can then reuse to make the new things that it needs to support its functions. And so where lysosomes and amyloid plaques come together is that, well, we think that these amyloid plaques are bad. And strikingly, lysosomes build up to very high levels around the plaques. At first glance, this seems like maybe that's a good thing, that maybe this is some response of neurons to the amyloid plaque that is somehow beneficial and is allowing the brain to clear away these misfolded clumps of protein. Or maybe they're just innocent bystanders. Maybe they're not doing anything. Or maybe they're actually doing something bad. How could we possibly figure out what's going on? So that was the experiment that we wanted to do, to figure out whether they're beneficial or not by increasing their abundance around amyloid plaques and seeing what happened.
Okay, so could you just explain to us exactly what experiment you carried out, how you went about this?
We work in a mouse model of Alzheimer's disease. These are mice that have been engineered to carry mutations that cause Alzheimer's disease in humans, and so cause these mice to develop amyloid plaques. And just like in the human brain, where these plaques form, lysosomes build up around them. And so then what we did is that we engineered one additional mutation into those mice to interfere with the normal process whereby lysosomes are transported to and from the plaques so that more of them would build up there. And then we asked, what effect, if any, did that have on the development of the amyloid plaques?
What did these results show? How did impairing lysosome transport affect these plaques?
So that was the part that was really striking, surprising, and kind of counterintuitive, because we thought that the lysosomes might be providing some kind of protection through their degradative functions. But instead, what we found was that when we caused more lysosomes to build up around the plaques, rather than having a beneficial effect, we had an actual worsening in the development of the amyloid plaques.
So that is a really interesting find then. You have these lysosomes that are expected to perform a beneficial function, and then here you are making the link between lots of these lysosomes, so an accumulation of these lysosomes, and the worsening of these amyloid plaques, and as a result, progression of Alzheimer's disease.
That's right. And so why aren't they able to degrade the material, and why are they instead doing exactly the opposite? Why are they making things worse when they build up at these sites? And as we dug into those questions, what we found was that when the lysosomes cannot be transported normally, instead of kind of taking the garbage and all the way recycling it down to the basic building blocks that the cell needs, they end up kind of getting the job half done instead. And it's this half-digested material that is actually the ingredients for making amyloid plaques.
How does this relate to human research? And does this mean that lysosomes are now a new target when treating Alzheimer's disease?
I think restoring normal transport of lysosomes, which would mean preventing their buildup, would be beneficial. We're focusing on the mechanisms about how neurons normally control the distribution of their lysosomes. We've seen that it's really important for this one aspect of Alzheimer's disease, but it also causes us to look to other instances in human neurons where lysosome transport might get disrupted. And when the brain is subjected to traumatic injury, such as a good hit on the head, that interferes with the transport of lysosomes. And so we're also interested in how things that can happen in everyday life might impinge upon the transport of lysosomes in neurons, and whether any of these things could, through that process, contribute to Alzheimer's disease risk or development.
That was Sean Ferguson, and his study was published in the Journal of Cell Biology.